7654321 0.
Rolling speed, buzzer, clapboard, take six, bang, clang, powder pop, action.
You are going to relax. So begin by making yourself perfectly comfortable.
Due to unforeseen circumstances, this radio show is currently off air.
This is currently off air. In this transmission, you'll be hearing another lockdown mixtape of music, talk and sound experiments from artists with links to Brighton, Yael Caravan, Shalice de Toro, Alejandro Vargas, Tim Boat, Dave Stevens, Alsace Lorraine, John Berry, Blaine Chuli, Galiao and Suzanne Armand. Welcome to the show.
Tim. I release songs under the name Tim Boat. I thought I'd just tell you a bit about how a song of mine that got released recently, called Neanderthal, kind of came to be. The idea for the lyrics came from one morning when I was laying in bed looking at Wikipedia, and as you do when you wake up sometimes, I was just trying to work out how long humans have been around. Then I read this article, or I might have seen it on TV, I'm not sure, it gets a bit hazy this part, but then I read something or saw something about how Homo sapiens were around at the same time as Neanderthals were dying out. But further to that, we may have mated with Neanderthals and then killed them, which I thought was a bit harsh, really, but also interesting. Before I could record it, though, I needed to get all the words sorted, and that's where I just kind of sing along to the melody and then get inspired with an idea, a lyrical idea, and then match that idea to what I've been humming and singing. So I kind of sing phonetically, and then I match the words to that. Anyway, this is the bit that people get very mystical about and talk a lot of nonsense about. But it is weird, and you don't really know how it's going to work, and that's the kind of joy of writing a song, really. Once that bit is done, and you think it's a song that's worth recording, then I try and make that part of the process as kind of creative as possible. For example, I like to record bits of sound from out and about on my phone and then try and incorporate those into the song. For example, there's a hit sound on the, like a clicky sound on the snare, and that's actually from me dropping stones on top of other stones at the bit of beach near the Carrot Cafe, one of my favourite cafes in Portslade. Other bits just kind of happen, like backwards guitars, ambient keyboards. The feel of the song came from an album I was listening to by the Staple Singers. It's a live album recorded in a church. I'll just find out the name of it. Hang on.
We're dedicating this number to all of the freedom marchers. And it goes something like this.
Back. The album is called The Freedom Highway by the Staple Singers, and they influence the kind of feel of the song, I would say.
So that's it from me, really. Just a brief unravelling of my song Neanderthal. I'll leave you with a bit more of the song. This is the part where the guitar solo is coming up. I love doing guitar solos. It's just the fun part for me, really. I'm a big Neil Young fan. Not saying I play anything like him, though. Anyway, if you'd like to hear more of my music, you can find me on Bandcamp, where you can download the songs, or Apple Music, or Spotify. Just search for Tim Boat and Tim Boat Neanderthal if you'd like to hear the complete version of this song. So that's it from me. Cheers. Bye. Neanderthal.
Thanks to Tim Boat. As Tim mentioned, you can hear Neanderthal and other songs on his Bandcamp page, timboat.bandcamp.com. Now it's time to check in with performer, dancer, and artistic director of the Caravan Ensemble, Yael Caravan.
So many years ago, almost half of a life backwards, I used to work in the radio. I was a DJ in the radio. And after already having a bit of a career on TV and theatre, it was so fascinating to suddenly be sitting behind a mic and having to connect with lots of unknown people through this medium, which is the voice. So suddenly a channel of waves, vibrations, sounds that come from my inner body and then goes into someone's ears and then into someone's maybe heart or mind was something that absolutely fascinated me. Now that you give me this opportunity again to come back to my voice, because since then, for many, many years, I've been mainly working with my body and doing physical theatre around the world in a language that I often like to believe is international, the language of the body. But here I am, thanks to you, Paul, and I'm going to share a few poems that I haven't written. That I will dedicate to different maybe personalities or things in this world. You can imagine them as little dances, dances of the tongue. I often say, because I speak numerous languages, that actually each language is a dance of the tongue. So I'm going to do my little dances, my little audio dances. Enjoy. So this one is called A Song for Shira, but it rhymes in Hebrew because it's Shir Leshira, because Shir is a song and Shira is a name of a woman or a girl. So it's a song for a song, and it's written by Corinne Alal, who is a French-Israeli artist. She's a songwriter and a singer. And I'd like to dedicate this song to Greta, who is fighting around the world for us humans to wake up and realize that we only have one world, one planet. It's for you, Greta.
כל העולם מקשיב למלמולך. דברי מלאך שלי, אני יודעת שלא תמיד הקשיבו לקולך. דברו שפתיים יחפות, דברו עיניים, כל עוד חלב נוטף מחיוכך. חבקי את כל פחדיי בשתי ידייך, חבקי דובים גדולים מתוך שנתך. עולם חדש וטוב אני אתן לך, כבר במבט כחול את מגלה כמה חשוב לראות פתאום חצי ירח קורץ צהוב צהוב מתוך האפלה.
Dave Stevens is a Sussex-based artist. Over the COVID lockdown period, he has produced a series of works, including this piece for radio, which is called Lying in Witch Wardrobe.
Oh, God, I've gone and got myself in a flipping position again. Look at me, I'm stuck in here. I don't know how I got in here. Bloody ridiculous, isn't it? I started off, I was trying to find some clothes and somehow managed to shut the wardrobe door behind myself, and now I'm actually stuck inside a flipping wardrobe. Now, that might not sound that ridiculous until I suddenly realise I've actually been in here for weeks, or, well, days, weeks. I don't flipping know. I can measure it by the sort of the light and the dark things, but I can't seem to get out of the actual space, which is a kind of ridiculous way to have ended up, because I'm actually just a little bit worried because nobody ever comes round anymore, and I could be in here for an awful long time. I have worked out this like a pole there. Maybe if I got my leg over that pole. No, I'm a bit too old to start trying to clamber up on there. There's some kind of shelf behind there. Maybe if I took everything off the shelf and tried to get myself out through the door. Oh, my God. What a ridiculous thing, you know, that suddenly you find that people will be asking, how's it going with your lockdown? You know, it's okay. I've been locked in the flipping wardrobe for 5 weeks. You know, what did you do for your daily walk? Oh, I walked between my suit and my overcoat. I stretched up and tried to see if I could reach the light bulb. And there I was, just stuck there. No, there's a switch there. I don't want to switch it on in case I suddenly blow things and it'll all be in the dark then. So I'm not really quite sure what to do with this one in the end, because what I'm trying to work out is how to actually get out of here. Maybe there's some way I can just prop the door open. Oh, who's that in there? Oh.
Why are you in a cupboard?
Why am I in a cupboard? I'm locked in the cupboard. Oh, you opened the door for me. Thank you. Thank you, William. Let me out at last.
That was Dave Stevens, thankfully escaping his wardrobe. To experience more of Dave Stevens' work, check out his lockdown films on YouTube or follow him on Instagram at Dave Stevens Art. And you can find links to the video on the track listing for this show at currentlyoffair.com. Shalice de Toro is a resident of Brighton, but has been spending the lockdown in his homeland of Galicia. Here he is, reminiscing on his time as a younger man working in Galician radio.
There is something very mysterious or mystic about the radio. I always loved this medium. From a very, very long time ago, in which I was able to do some script for the Galician radio. It was really, really funny because it was for a young writer, it was a very lovely, great opportunity. I was very naive and so happy to be able to write scripts for the radio. And it's only now that I started to looking back that at that time there was a budget to pay me a bit, not much, but there was no budget for the actors. So I had to be running around the radio station looking for the sound engineers, the broadcasters for the next program or the one that just finished, to help me with the acting, which of course they always put a big smile and they did it. But it's only dawning on me that probably after a while they were just thinking, oh God, here comes again, what role am I going to have to play? But of course, I was so young, so excited, so full of energy and wonder about all these things that it never crossed my mind. There is also something quite interesting about collaborating or broadcasting in radio. That, of course, there is only sound, the voice, which for me is wonderful. I really always love the radio, to work on the radio and to be in a studio and to have your voice there projected into a microphone. I don't know why I like it so much. Maybe it's because you don't have to be seen. But of course, that dying away works as a limitation. The listener just listening to the voice. He has to imagine everything else. Doesn't know what it looks like, the place where the person broadcasting is. So in a way, it gives a fantastic freedom of creativity to the person listening. But there is also the other side to that. That is the fact that it's very difficult for the person speaking, talking, projecting the voice, to say exactly what exactly is happening there. I mean, where are you? And I'm very aware of my space, my physical space at the moment. How do the people know if I'm sitting down now in the toilet, in the kitchen, in a studio? Well, maybe you can hear this dog barking there. Maybe you can imagine what's happening there. I did a bit of improvisation with a Cuban musician called Alejandro Vargas.
Here. Oh. But what? I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer. I'm getting further. I've never been here.
Was a lockdown improvisation by Shalista Toro and Alejandro Vargas in Galicia. Now let's join artist and sea swimmer Suzanne Armand on the Brighton seafront.
The sea is my sanctuary, my saviour and my sanity. I meet my merry band of like-minded crazy dippers on an almost daily basis, sometimes up to 50 of us. I'm so happy to be part of three fab swim groups. My flock of salty seabirds are a clan of wise gung-ho mermaids, up to nearly 2,000 official members, many lurkers, and only a handful of brave men are up to the challenge of joining us strong women folk. We splash about swimming manically, even in the pouring rain, and lob cake from one car to another to keep the party going. We can cry salty tears together, which mingle with the sea and save us again. Another group, the Eye Swimmers, are a hardy lot who quickly travel water-wise from pier to pier. Others are expanding their swimmy horizons to reach the wind farms or even the channel. The sky's the limit. Beyond Wednesday Swimmers are another powerful group of mainly doctors and other NHS heroes. We can do anything once we're in those watery waves. Friendships are forged and giggles are aplenty. I only wish I'd been able to carry out the important phases of my life in the sea, from interviews to my wedding. I'm the most me and the best me while swimming there. When going on trips with my marvellous mum and various vacations with my husband, I seek out bodies of water which I can fling myself into with gusto. Each day the sea greets us with a new face, from being a calm, friendly pond to an angry, raging wave fest. The sea is the boss and we must respect its moves. I love the sea and I like to think the sea loves me.
You awake, sprawled across Brighton Beach. The sun is low in the southeastern sky. You are alone. You have no idea who you are or how you got here. Although the beach is familiar. In your pocket, you have £46, 23 pence, a key, and a phone. The phone is fully charged, and its contacts list people whose names nag you with their familiarity. Propelled by instinct, you spend the day walking north.
into the South Downs. As the sun sets in the car park of Devil's Dyke, you take out your phone and call a taxi. The taxi arrives. It is silver and shiny, a welcome sight after the day's walk. You get in the taxi.
Are you blank?
Where to?
You tell the driver that you'd like to go to the seafront.
Just been swimming.
You tell him, yes, you have.
Oh, still freezing. You won't catch me joining that polar bear club. You know, you look like this bloke I picked up last month. It's the funniest thing. You're the spitting image. That was a weird one. I picked him up in the sticks. He said he wanted to go to the seafront. Seemed a bit off. You know, you can tell sometimes, being with people. You know, it's a small space, isn't it? It's intimate. The inside of a car. Like a confessional booth, hurtling through space at 30 miles an hour. Anyway, we were talking about some old rubbish, and then, out of nowhere, he says he needed to stop off to go to see the Lily, an oriental place. I remember the name, because I was about to correct him. The definite article didn't make any sense. The Lily? Surely he meant Lily, an oriental place. Everybody knew Lily. She was legendary. Been gone for a decade, but we all remember Lily. But before I could correct him, I noticed that he seemed to have gone into a trance. So I don't say anything. Anyway, we get to Oriental Place. He gets out of the car, doesn't say a word. I remember he was gone 3 minutes, 5 minutes, wasn't too long. I was fiddling with the radio. The FM was going mental with the interference. He gets back just as the signal sorts itself out. Midnight on the Ramblers by the On Airs. My mum used to love that song. I turn around and it's the damnedest thing. It was like he was there, but he wasn't really there, you know? He was sitting exactly where you are now, in the back seat, that exact position. But I couldn't really see him. Couldn't see him properly. In the rear view, he looked fuzzy, like he was made out of gas. I couldn't get my head around it. I drove off slowly just to keep calm. Whatever it was, it didn't say anything. I pulled up by the pier to let him out. But before the car had stopped, I checked the mirror. He was gone. Not a trace. Like he'd never been there. And he looks exactly like you. Like you do now. Oh my days. What do you think about that? I said, what? Hello? What? Where are you? What do you want from me? Well, let's get out of here.
Outside, in a paddock, on a hill, on the edge of Wild Park, overlooking Brighton, three former shoegazers set up their guitars and effects pedals and created this improvisation for the film and radio project The City, Not the City. This is Black Sunburst Daydream, and they'll be joined by Blaine Chooley with another tape of his Walkman poetry. Thank you.
This is Blaine Chewley with Automatic Walkman Poetry. The 27th of July, 2020, 11:58 p.m. Catamaran embargo. Poindexter's on the take-tac-toe. Greasing wigwams and shipping black market interferon bubblegum juice. Clodhoppers and sachets of Wang Chung powder. For want of a better phrase, I'm gassed, your guest. Jowled with incontinence, huffing the windbag, £5 upon it, daylight, Frank Ribery. Moist pamphlets. Where will you be seen? It's a great question. Strangled lifestyles, glamping catastrophes, and tailored biospherical Eden hazmat suits. The pigeon in my head, jib-jabbing the feeder. It's doing my nut in.
Was Marvin Charla from Black Sunburst Daydream improvising as the sun sets in Wild Park, Brighton. Let's return to Yael Caravan and another sound dance.
I would like also to explain why there's always noises when I'm sending my thoughts. I think it's something quite interesting that when I walk in the street, when I walk outdoors, when I walk in the countryside, the thoughts just become clearer and the ideas. And it's my friend Chalice de Toro that always says, walking and talking, let's do some walking and talking. So yeah, I'm inspired to talk when I walk. So this next one is of a beautiful French woman that isn't with us anymore. Her name is Barbara, a very unique artist, a singer and songwriter. And this song is a song that I'm absolutely crazy about. It's in my head. I don't know if it's related also to the fact that as a caravan, I travel so much. And this song is a love song. And it's asking, Dis, quand reviendras-tu? Which means, tell me, when will you come back? And now I think it's related to lots of different things. When is normal life going to come back? When our ability to be social and close to each other will come back. Or maybe even when this world as we knew it, and not to be romantic or sentimental, but when is the decency, honesty, way of sharing that I think we all maybe felt and knew many years ago, when is this time going to come back? It feels a little bit dark at the moment. So this is dedicated to all of us, to love, and to Barbara. Voilà combien de jours, voilà combien de nuits, voilà combien de temps que tu es reparti. Tu m'as dit cette fois, c'est le dernier voyage pour nos cœurs déchirés. C'est le dernier naufrage. Au printemps, tu verras, je serai de retour. Le printemps, c'est joli pour se parler d'amour. Nous irons voir ensemble les jardins refleuris et déambulerons dans les rues de Paris. Dis, quand reviendras-tu? Dis, au moins le sais-tu, que tout le temps qui passe ne se rattrape guère, que tout le temps perdu ne se rattrape plus. J'ai beau t'aimer encore, j'ai beau t'aimer toujours, j'ai beau n'aimer que toi, j'ai beau t'aimer d'amour. Si tu ne comprends pas qu'il te faut revenir, je ferai de nous deux mes plus beaux souvenirs. Je reprendrai la route, le monde m'émerveille. J'irai me réchauffer à un autre soleil. Je ne suis pas de celles qui meurent de chagrin. Je n'ai pas la vertu des femmes de marin. Dis, quand reviendras-tu? Dis, au moins le sais-tu, que tout le temps qui passe ne se rattrape guère. Que tout le temps perdu ne se rattrape plus.
Excerpt from an improvisation on the Ngoni from Mali by John Berry, recorded in Nottingham. Back in Brighton, this is Tim Harbridge remembering Alsace-Lorraine.
I was going to talk about Alsace-Lorraine. She was a drag character I came up with. I thought of Alsace-Lorraine and I remembered a cabaret that we put on at the Rose Hill, myself and Yale and Chalice and others. And I remembered we had some video of it, and so I looked at that, which was kind of funny in places, full of mistakes, and because we really put the show together on the back of a fag packet, which was part of its charm, you know, and I'm kind of glad we did that. But when I isolated the audio, you know, it was this wonderful feeling, I could hear audiences again. I haven't heard of being a part of an audience or felt an audience as a performer for so long now that I'm beginning to forget what it's like. But to hear the audience, to hear their incredulity, to hear their joyful shock, and when you can't see the images, you don't know what they're laughing at, and there's an intrigue to that which I really love. So it was something I really felt I wanted to share.
I want to love you. till dawn. I want to go down a storm. I want to love you like porn. I want to touch where you start. I want to taste where you end. I want to know you by heart. With the breath of my hand. Me back pull, me in light, the fusion pulls of him. And when our mommy comes to me, I love and blue. It's going to hurt me, but I hurt you. Don't give me hope. Every time you give me hope, you give love another rope to hide yourself and of life, there is a death. Love just drew her last breath. It was over before it began. There's no golden band for this woman once man.
Familiar police. polícia do cabelo, polícia estética, polícia estática.
That was Bofia Colchi by Portuguese artists Caliao from their LP Tau Tau. And the song is about policing in our lives. And it's available from all good online vendors. Let's return to Galicia to hear from Xilista Toro and Alejandro Vargas.
There is something that is coming more into my awareness in what is happening with all this about the pandemic that we are going through. In a way, we were all hoping, okay, there will be an end to this, and then everything will be just as it was before. Thus, we will be able to go in our lives in the same way. So we're just hoping that there will be a point, and then we cross that point, and that will be okay. But really, what's happening now is that we are becoming aware that there is no limit, an end, that we pass, and we pass into the previous normality. It's going to be something very diffuse and strange, and not very clear when something ends and when something else begins. And this is going to last more than we really, really wanted to last. We don't know if we are at the end of the first wave, if there is the beginning of a second wave, or things haven't calmed down in one place and the other. So I think we as humans want to see clarity, beginning, ends, but it's not going to be like that. It's not going to be like that.
I run,
From the church bells of Galicia, let's end this mix with the trudge across the wet sands of Pilgrim's Way, left by the receding tides at the holy island of Lindisfarne. You've been listening to another lockdown mixtape on Currently Off Air. To hitch a ride with Yael Caravan's never-ending road trip, visit yaelcaravan.com. That's yaelcaravan.com. Tim Boat's music is available on timboat.bandcamp.com. Dave Stevens is a Sussex-based artist, and if you want to experience more of his work, including his lockdown films, go to the show page on Currently Off Air to click on the links. Check out his recent work on Instagram, at Dave Stevens Art, or for his older work, you can check out his website, davestevenssculpture.co.uk, and that's Stevens with a PH. Shelley de Toro is a writer and performer who is writing a new novel and is using these radio shows to remotely keep his streak as one of Brighton's most prolific and longest-standing improvisers and performers going. Although Alsace-Lorraine is not online, Tim Harbridge's fine music is available on timharbridge.bandcamp.com. Although you can find Suze Armand swimming in the sea off Brighton most days, it's easier to find her collage artworks at suzearmand.com. Multidisciplinary Portuguese artists Galeão experiment with Portuguese folk traditions on their new LP Tau Tau. To hear it, to buy it, to download it, you can go to voncalhau.bandcamp.com. That's V-O-N. calhau.bandcamp.com. For a full track listing and links to all the artists featured, head to currentlyoffair.com, where you'll also be able to listen again to this and all the other lockdown mixtapes. We'll be back with another transmission on the first Sunday in September. Until then, thanks for listening.